You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Okay, we get then to the last week of the 50 days of Easter. It's a preparation to Pentecost, to the great feast of Pentecost. And this week, we're going to meditate on two particular areas of topics that are related, actually. The first one is this chapter 17 of the Gospel of John. These are the last words that the evangelist John puts on Jesus before he's arrested. So it's the last words that Jesus says before he's arrested. And it's actually a prayer. The whole chapter is a prayer, an intimate prayer of Jesus to the Father, where he prays for his disciples. He starts by saying that the hour has come, the hour to glorify God the Father and to glorify his Son Jesus. And then he goes on to pray for his disciples. And he prays that they may be united to him even after he's gone, that they may be protected from the evil one, but not taken out of the world, but actually sent into the world. He also prays that ones who are going to believe in Christ in the future may be also united with him. So unity is a big topic, and I think this should lead our meditation. Christ wants us to be united first to him, with God, and with Jesus. He wants us to be one with him in a very intimate way. He prays to God that the same unity that he has with the Father may become the unity that the disciples experience with him. But also, he prays for unity among Christians, a unity that comes from God and his grace. A unity that it's a witness that Jesus is Lord, but also a witness of the love of God. And it's quite impressive when you actually realize that people love one another, when you see this unity in others, that bears a great witness. People notice that. People experience God in the unity among Christians. And thinking about the world we live in today, that it's so centered on self, so centered on the individual. It's my own interest, the only thing that I look for. Seeing and experiencing real love and real unity among God's people, it's a witness. It's actually a miracle. May we in our lives be able to witness to that unity and to live in a unity that goes beyond our own abilities, but it's actually coming from the grace of God. So that's the chapter 17 of John, a great, great chapter for our meditation. And then the last days of the week are going to be centered also from the chapter of John and a passage in the passage of the prophecy in Joel chapter 2 on actually the Holy Spirit. And we're going to meditate on the Holy Spirit as that river of life that flows from the heart of those who experience God, those who receive the Holy Spirit. It's a water that purifies, it's a water that brings life, it's a water that leads us to a relationship with God in worship, a worship that comes from the heart in spirit and truth. And then we're just going to meditate on the great promise of God being fulfilled. God wants us to be united with him. And he makes that happen not by just giving us a strength, not by just helping us or telling us what to do, but actually by coming himself to live with us in his Holy Spirit. The great promise of God being our God and we being his people is fulfilled in the Feast of Pentecost, in God coming to us, transforming us, and then sending us into the world. I want to finish by just reading from Acts chapter 2, in the day of Pentecost, when Peter declares that the promise in Joel has been fulfilled. Starting in verse 14 of chapter 2. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and my maid servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and renew our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, and transform us. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us and renew the face of the earth. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.